Back here on the Mighty 690 KGGF, here on this Friday morning, I'm Sam Speck, live from our KGGF studios. Happy to have you with us. So many Fridays that we are joined by great legislative leaders around the state of Kansas. This morning it is Representative Rich Prell. Rich, can you hear us?
Yes, I can, sir. How are you this morning?
Doing just fine. Thanks so much for joining us over the phone here on this Friday. Rich, hopefully, again, obviously, I mean, my goodness, we're already to the end of January, but I haven't spoken to you. Hopefully you had a great New Year, great Christmas time, and just a good holiday season.
I really did. It was with family, and you just can't beat that.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I got to spend some good time with some family as well, but now we're back into work, and especially up in Topeka, as the session now, I believe, has been rolling on for a couple of weeks now. So I think that's probably a good place to start is we'll start with your office and then kind of things that you have observed in the first couple of weeks as well of the session.
The first couple of weeks committee meetings. Most of them are doing some informational hearings. I'm doing that in transportation. We have 17 members on the transportation committee, and I have 10 brand new ones. So we just need to get them up to speed and have them have an opportunity. Yesterday we heard one on trains and railroads. The lobbyist that came in and talked about him has been a lobbyist for 49 years and has lobbied for railroads for 43, so he was a wealth of information.
Great. Yeah, kind of that initial transitional period to where, got to get everybody refreshed, everybody on the same page, and then moving in the right direction with that. So the committees are starting to meet, and we'll kind of hit a little bit more on that transportation task force here in just a moment. I know you you are all over that, and a lot of our listeners as well, I'm sure, are intrigued with that. But, hey, we've got a new governor up there, and I've always, these last couple of weeks, I have asked our other legislative leaders that we interview here on these Friday mornings as well. It's just kind of the outlook on the upcoming session as well as the upcoming months. Obviously, it's kind of been a consensus that these first couple of weeks may be, kind of tongue-tied. It may be a little difficult to bring some resolutions.
Right. It really is. And we're trying to figure out how to work with the governor as well as how she's looking at how to work with us. And I think we're making some progress.
Good.
One of her proposals was on CAPERS to re-amortize that. Right now we're in a 40-year period where it's amortized over 40 years to get that thing up to totally up to being 100% funded. We've got 15 years left on that. If we re-amortize it for the 30, as the administration is proposing, the additional cost would be $7.4 billion. That's a lot of money, and
yeah,
it's going to take a lot of. I have a lot of heartburn supporting that at this point in time, but we will. It will be something that we'll be taking a look at this year.
Certainly,
and I would appreciate hearing from my constituents, and I know the other legislators in our area down there would appreciate that also.
Yeah, input, feedback, whatever, always go to your representative and ask those questions and have it clarified and kind of go with that, because you're right, she does have a very aggressive game plan, within the first couple of even just year or so with that.
Yes.
So. And I believe that the initial budget as well was the highest in state history up to this point with the initial budget. So certainly some halts, some red flags, but at the same time, as you had mentioned, kind of moving in the right direction with those.
We have to take a look at all those items. Yes, we do.
Yep. Well, good. At least both sides are kind of playing the part and getting along, and at the end of the day, we want the same resolution, just different ways of getting there. So we got to find that middle ground at this point. So
you're absolutely correct.
Again, speaking with Representative Rich Prell over the phone here with us. Well, you had mentioned that Transportation Task Force Committee that you are a part of. As we've heard a lot out of that task force. They're trying to do a lot of work down here in the SEK. I know a lot of our listeners are always curious to hear about that. So what have you guys been up to in the last couple of weeks?
Well, we're working on the final version. It should be sent out to all the committee members either today or Monday. Not sure yet where, which day, but it will get sent out. We will. We've already talked to the revisers, and they're already in the process of writing some bills. One of them would be the policy portion of that that particular plan. And then there's a number of others that we've asked them to develop for us that would possibly come up with some ways to finance some of these things. So rather than put them all in one bill, which I think would be dead on arrival, if we put them in several different ones, then people will have a choice, and we can maybe pick two, maybe three that that we can get the support to pass. Because, you know, that's the big elephant in the room, is how are we going to finance this project. We'll give you a sneak preview. The thing that this 10-year plan will do is finish the 21 projects first that were in T-Works that did not get completed. And some of those are down in southeast Kansas, and so that will be positive. One that was on prior to that was that junction of, I believe it's 160 and 169, which it's at least it's the highway that goes into Independence. That intersection that is so dangerous, you know, it's wide open, but it's one that we have a lot of accidents and a lot of fatal accidents in that area.
Yep. Yeah.
So. You know, 169 has some projects on it, 69 has some projects on it, so that's still in T-Works, and hopefully we'll be able to get those completed in the first 4 to 5 years and then move on down the road and as money is available, do some expansion and modernization projects around the state.
Great, great. So you kind of answered one of my questions with that, because so it does still seem like the T-Works projects, which have been pushed back, I mean, a handful of years to this point, those are our highest priority. And when the funding is available, those are the things being taken care of. And then you kind of lobby out which is your highest priority from
there
on.
That's correct. The feeling of the committee, or the task force, was if we don't finish the T-Works projects, why would anybody believe that we're going to do anything with any new projects? And we didn't feel like we could get legislative support if we don't finish and keep our word on what we had planned with T-Works.
Certainly, certainly. And I got to ask, for, you know, someone that's been in this committee, and I you know, you go around as an everyday citizen and you see road work, you see those types of, you know, projects being happened. But how hard is it to kind of gain support for that when, in some cases, it could be, unfortunately, a family that maybe lost a member at one of those intersections. So that's an obvious supporter. But then the people that don't go through those traumatic, or they aren't really affected by that, how do you get those kind of supporters? And is it very difficult to do so?
Well, it is, and a lot of it is one-on-one, and so, you know, that's what I will be doing up here as we're working through this this plan, and it comes up. Yes, we'll be hearing it, I'm sure, in the Transportation Committee, but I'm going to be reaching out to legislators all around the state. You know, maybe the Johnson County ones aren't particularly caring what's happening at Montgomery County. But, you know, I have to bring them on board saying, you know, look, we've got to take care of these so that we can get to maybe some of those that are in Johnson County or whatever county it might be.
Yeah.
And it's all about building relationships.
Yeah, building those relationships and then keeping the bridge between them as strong as you possibly can, obviously, and then keeping everybody happy, because you're right, there's a long list of things that has been on, basically in queue for, you know, the better part of a decade now. We got to take care of those, and then we got to get to the other high priority aspects as well. So that sounds difficult. I feel like that would be a difficult thing to try and get to people to, you know, whether it's a tax raise or wherever the funding may come from, it's still added funding and it goes towards roads that, you know, maybe I don't use every day. So why do I have to pay for it? So a very difficult argument to make there with someone with that. And I'm sure.
It's an argument that we hear.
Yeah.
But you have to, they have to understand, and we have to strive to help them understand that, you know, we have to take care of the whole state. And so it is a difficult process, but again, it boils down to building relationships, and where you can sit down with somebody and leave you, and they understand, you know, you're able to get them to understand that we have to work together so that we can, for the betterment of the whole.
No doubt about. Well, I know our listeners will be happy that that T-Works project is a high priority, and when the funding is available, then, hey, it looks like we're going to start breaking ground and getting right to it. So I know our listeners enjoy with that. But, hey, there's probably a lot out there with questions, comments, concerns. As Representative Rich Prell over the phone, if anybody in your district does have a question, comments, concern, how can they get a hold of you?
They can call me. They can text me. They can call me at 620-423-1133, or they can email me at richard.prehl, and that's PROEHL at house.ks.gov. And if you call and I can't answer, please leave me a message. I will call you back.
Great stuff.
It might be late at night, but I'll call you.
Hey, there you go. Exactly. You know, I've with the representatives that I have sat down with and been able to interview, I've heard the same thing from them all. So, again, if you've got questions, comments, concerns, please feel free to ask your area representative, as Rich Prell is, you know, like you said, you're as open as could be. If I don't pick up, I'll definitely be giving you a call back later. So, again,
that's right.
You gotta...
And if any of you have an opportunity to come to Topeka, this is a gorgeous building. It's your building. You need to see it. But come see me. I'm in 581 West.
Great stuff. And here we just still got a couple of minutes left till the top of the hour here, so we'll go ahead and kind of expand on this transportation task force as well as kind of questions asked. So at this point, through the committee as well, what's probably that main question asked, or maybe main concern that people come to you with about the transportation projects?
How are we going to pay for it?
Every time.
You know, that is the main one. But people will ask, you know, well, one of the first questions out of people's mouth, are you going to finish T-Works? And, you know, we've talked about that. And yes, we are. That will be the main thrust, to finish T-Works in the first 4 to 5 years.
Good.
And then while we're doing that, then other projects can get, you know, into the mix of, you know, getting them planned, getting them shovel ready, and as money is available, we'll be able to move forward.
Great stuff. Again, Representative Rich Prell joining us over the phone. Well, Rich, we got about a minute left. Did you have any final messages, comments, anything for our listeners out there before we lose you?
You know, there's a lot of basketball going on now in our high schools. I would encourage you to get out and support your local high schools. You know, go to the games. There's junior high games. That's our future. Those kids are our future, and we need to participate in everything they're doing. You know, whether it's basketball or whether it's volleyball or the play at the school, we need to go and participate. I love going to talk to kids, if any of the schools down there would like for me to come and visit with any of their young people, I would be more than happy to do that. And I realize I'm kind of in a position right now where I'm not there, but come April, I'll be there about 3 weeks. And so if anyone needs somebody to come visit with their kids about legislation or about government, I would be more than happy to do that.
Yep, you got to appreciate the encouragement of our next generation, as you had mentioned right there. So again, Representative Rich Prell, thanks so much for joining us here this Friday. We'll just check in with you next month.
Thanks for the opportunity. Talk to you later.
Thanks so much. Again, Representative Rich Prell over the phones. Take a quick break here at the top of the hour, and we'll be back here on the Mighty 690 KGGF.